Yes, let's call this meeting to order on the 10th of July, 2025, at 6:59, almost 7 o'clock PM. We'll start with the roll.
Chairman Hanover.
Here.
Chairman Powell.
Here.
Sorry, Commissioner Lee.
Here.
And then we'll also note that Commissioner Hidalgo is absent today. The first thing is to approve the minutes from April 17th, 2025. And I would entertain a motion to approve those minutes if you guys have had sufficient time to look those over and think they're okay.
Did anybody have that handout that Mark Kidman gave to you last time? I thought I had kept a copy.
At home, I think.
So I have, are you talking about the actual application?
No, he came up and handed you guys something and I thought that I kept that.
So I have this too, was that it?
Oh, maybe that's it, yes.
It's just
I
a
thought that
copy.
That should be in the minutes if he handed it to you, so
oh, okay.
Everybody can see what it was. But that's pretty cool.
Does it mention that in the minutes?
It does. It has this exhibit in there, but I couldn't find my.
Do you have to make an amendment to that before we can approve the minutes?
No, it's already in there.
Oh, it's in there.
I would need to amend it if I had to take it out.
I have glanced over these minutes and they read very nicely, and so I'll make a motion to accept them.
I would second that motion.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, the motion stands approved. Next on our agenda is a business license for Chad Hintz at 10 West 300 South, Anasazi Handyman Services and Tinkering. Are you Chad? Okay.
His last name is pronounced Hintzy.
Hintzy.
If you could come Hintzy. To the pulpit and state your name, please.
Chad Hintzy.
Okay. Look over this application. So just small handyman services. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Small remodels and repairs. Okay. And then do you have any parking requirements?
No.
Okay. Will you be storing any chemicals or foul smelling things?
I don't plan on it, but if I do, I will let you guys know to or what areas or what requirements are for it.
Okay, you don't have any signage?
No,
I
can't.
Okay.
Would you be employing anybody else, or are you just the sole?
It's just me right now.
Okay.
Would a business like this require a state tax use number?
I don't know, but that
EIN, if I'm correct, right?
Yeah. So
I have that, yes.
Okay.
You have a state tax use number?
I do.
So you collect tax for the state? All right.
Yes, there'd be an EIN, and then the other one might be a sales and use tax.
I don't think
you fit in that category.
I think I mentioned, I talked to Doppel and a couple of different people that because my business is under 10 grand per job and doesn't require a general contractor's license and everything like that I don't fit that tax bracket.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just a handyman's exemption, right, from the general contractors.
Cool. Yeah. Cool. Well, as far as that goes, I think any of those other licensing things would be outside of our purview. And so that all being said, I don't see any reason not to approve this, so I'll entertain a motion to approve the business license.
Yeah,
recommend it for approval to the town council.
I'll make a motion to make a recommendation for approval to the town council.
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you very much. We will recommend approval of this business license to the town council.
Okay.
Thanks for coming.
Their next meeting is the first Tuesday in August.
Okay. And do you guys need me to attend?
You don't have to, but if the town council has any questions for you, you'll want to be there.
Okay.
Otherwise, they might table it or something.
Okay.
So it's better if you're there. And like after you've done your portion, then you can just take off. You don't have to hang around or anything. And you can do that today as well.
Who puts that on the agenda?
That would be Christy. Who does that one?
So Chad would be responsible for that.
Well, I'll just give this to Christy.
Yeah, she'll
okay.
pass that along. Yeah.
Okay.
And then usually the mayor, if you're here, he'll move you up on the agenda if you're not, like at the very beginning. So, yeah, I'll be there for that.
Okay.
And so I'll ask him to move it up if we can.
And you said the second?
It's the first Tuesday of the month.
Of August. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Work.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks
for coming.
Have a great day. Okay. So next on the agenda, we have outstanding building zoning permits. There are none to speak of right now. I did sign a bunch today that we had already approved before. And the last item of business right now is the boundary line adjustment application. And we have it up on the screen for the public that was here. But you guys have a printout of it as well.
Yeah, it's here.
And basically what I did was I took the existing accessory structure zoning permit application, and I just kind of, I used the same template and everything, but I changed the layout to work for boundary line adjustments. The reason that I made this is because up until now, there's really, we don't have any real form for showing what they're trying to do. So even if we do something like a simple plot plan, like we do with accessory structures, I think that that's good information for us to have and have on file, even if it's a simple hand-drawn thing, you know? And so essentially what you see on here is there's a sample plot plan, just like we had on the accessory structure permit and the application. And then you see before lot line adjustment and after lot line adjustment. So that would be an example of maybe what somebody would draw if they're moving 10 feet of, you know, if they're taking the bottom 10 feet of lot one and adding that to lot two. So a very simple lot line adjustment. That's the example, and then they would just draw their little hand-drawn map or, you know, copy and paste or whatever they want to do in this bottom one and mirror it after that. Do you guys have any improvements that you'd like to make on this? Any suggestions?
Yeah, the only thing that I'm thinking of is just to make a requirement or a suggestion on there to indicate where existing buildings are. Mm. And the setbacks from the existing lot lines and the proposed new lot lines, so we don't allow any non-conforming structures.
I think I probably ought to have something on there to tell them to put a north arrow on there too, or just put a north arrow on there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just like I had in the sample.
Yep.
I think we'll just put a permanent north arrow up there so that it's always in the same orientation.
That's perfect. Yeah.
So you said something to show existing buildings and then what, setbacks?
Yeah, setbacks from existing lot lines as well as proposed new lot lines.
Okay.
Think you'd have enough room on that page to do that?
Maybe just a simple set of instructions up at the top or something would suffice. I mean, we don't want to make it overly complicated,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think if I put it maybe up in the top right-hand corner or just bump that text down a little bit or something at the bottom, I think there's probably a way to make it fit on there. This does say page 2 of 2. Was there another page on there?
Just that our zoning clearance has a front page that they have a description area. I mean, you know what I mean? They have other things on there on the front page.
Okay.
So there is.
Will this have that as well?
We could make one for it, for sure, if you want to.
Okay. Because if we did want to make a description page, we could have that as, you know, page one, or we can try to keep it all on one page and just make it simple.
Or front and back.
Or front and back, yeah. You guys have a preference on that?
You can print front and back, Holly?
Yeah, I can print front and back.
So that would just save paper.
Yeah,
my suggestion would be one page if we could, because the zoning clearance has the same issue. I would prefer to put that on page two.
I would tend to think that people would probably, it would be simpler that way too. Pages wouldn't get lost and they wouldn't accidentally omit information.
The other thing you could do is put it on a legal sheet.
Yeah.
Because that gives you another 3 inches or 2 inches or.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll draw something else up and bring it in next time we meet.
I think this is great, though.
I was hoping for just something simple to add a little improvement for us. So I appreciate the input on it, and I'll draw it up with those improvements. I think those are really good improvements.
Yeah.
Well, if there's nothing else, and there's no public comment because there's no public here, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting tonight.
I'll second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.